Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Falling from Grace podcast show. I'm Angel. Currently, right now, I have Dan in the studio with me.
Hello.
And, you know, our ever trustworthy Danielle will be here soon. You can find us on Facebook. We are under Falling from Grace podcast on Facebook. We are also at Wicked Curiosity Media on Facebook.
Yes.
We also have a website. You can find that link on the Wicked Curiosity Media page. We also have a YouTube under Wicked underscore Angel on, not YouTube, sorry, TikTok.
We do have a YouTube channel, though, Wicked Curiosity Media.
Okay. And we are now streaming live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Wicked_Curiosity_Media.
So, or just go to Twitch and type in Wicked Curiosity Media.
Yeah, or just click the link on our, you know, our Facebook page. It's there. If you would like to join us, you can always, for now, join us at Blog Talk at 718-664-9735, and you can call in live. As we transition completely over to Twitch, we will be working out other details for live callers. So that is it. We are here. It's been a couple weeks. We had to take a little break last week. I didn't have anybody to talk with me, and quite frankly, I'm not that great at talking to myself. So,
she's here.
If Dan's not here or Danielle's not here, I don't do well babbling alone. So, this week we are back. Very thankful for it. How was your week, Dan?
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. So we had somebody just completely and totally quit at work.
Just not show up, right?
Yeah. Just absolutely not show up. I would like to say that he's important. He was. He was. Because he helped run our commercial.
Everybody's important in their own way.
He helped run our commercial department.
Yes.
And so he didn't show up on Friday. And then another driver didn't show up on Friday. And until about 8:30, because we opened at 7:30, I was by myself, a new person, trying to help run the front and run commercial until, okay, it was about 8:15.
So when he says commercial, Dan works in an auto parts store that sells both commercial and personal parts.
Yeah, we sell to, you know, regular customers and to commercial customers, you know, like mechanic shops and stuff like that. So the other commercial person came in early, about 8:10 to 8:15, but I was pretty much by myself.
Yeah.
Until about 8 o'clock. And, you know, so I call my manager and I call this other guy that was running late and wasn't going to show up until I said, hey, I'm completely by myself and I'm getting fucked here. And he was like, I'm on my way. So, and then it was just hell on earth. Two drivers, one person taking commercial calls, me running back and forth trying to help our front side, our DIY, and our commercial side. Take mine.
Very sorry. That sounds like a stressful day.
It was a stressful day.
But you guys are pushing through.
We are. We did pretty good today. So, I mean, we're managing. So.
As usual, shot pause.
Shot pause.
3, 2, 1. Love you guys. Shot.
This angel's trying to get me drunk.
I'm like 4 or 5 shots in, so.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little late. I missed the first part of that. So, are you short staffed?
Yeah, we had somebody guy walk out on Friday. Or on Thursday.
So, he didn't walk out. He literally didn't come in.
Yeah. He left his key by his computer and didn't come in on Friday.
And literally, it was a temper tantrum. It was a temper tantrum that backfired. Nobody called and said, please come back.
Yeah.
Like they usually do.
Because,
but you don't want somebody like that there.
No.
It's the second time.
Yeah.
The first time they called him and were like, please come back. We'll get things figured out for you.
Yeah.
And this time it's a new manager and he was like, fuck you.
Yeah. Good. He was like, well, if he comes in on Monday, I'm just going to send him home.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny for you when you're working in it, but.
It's
kind of like.
I know the guy, and it was a little funny. Like, your tantrums aren't cute, and you're not a girl. So if you could put that away, maybe tuck your vagina back in, because nobody wants to deal with it.
But I will say, even though it was extremely stressful on Friday, extremely stressful on Saturday, typical Sunday, because I run it on Sunday anyway, and then extremely stressful today, throughout all the bullshit that we had to put up with from our commercial customers, all the bullshit that we had to put up with from DIY, because I've got 3 people up front calling me because they have questions or they need something. I've got commercial calling me because they need help. My actual general manager is out on the road delivering parts with one other person when we are supposed to have 7 delivery people, and we're doing it with 2.
Well, 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5.
You're welcome for the wife-approved pizza, by the way, people.
Yeah, yeah. I bought everybody pizza on Friday. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're not getting a lunch. I'm buying everybody pizza.
That's good.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, cool.
Yay.
Yeah, pizza showed up, and I was like, hey, we're getting fucked in the ass. Here's some pizza to help.
Yeah, here's the lube.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And they were like, cool. Let's get back to work.
It makes life a little better.
Yeah.
Since you can't drink on the job, or it's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon.
I would, though.
I will neither confirm nor deny that I have a secret stash of Fireball in my car. I wish. But I may have to. One of those plug-in coolers.
Right. Who am I at? Cold Fireball is disgusting.
But when it's hot Fireball that's been sitting in a hot car all day, that's not good. But anyway, you know, I don't do that on the job. Or go to the job drunk or high.
Oh, I'm an at-home
never
mom.
Never done that.
I drink on the job quite frequently.
But
so we're clear.
I will say that he was probably one of the most toxic parts of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through all the hell that we've been through over the past, you know, 3-4 days, we actually weathered it well. Like, I've got a good relationship with the person in charge. So if she says, hey, I'm like, here, or give me a minute.
Hi.
I've got a good relationship with my manager. And, you know, if he says, hey, I'm there. You know, I've got a fairly decent, a fairly good relationship with most of the people up front.
So it was better even without him in that type of environment than it would have been if he'd been there.
Yeah.
During all that.
Yeah. Because he's really just a, I hate to say it, but he's one of those planes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like every time I would open, we would spend, because I go in at 7, we open at 7:30, and he's in at 7. I spend that whole time basically listening to him bitch about stuff at work. I'm over it.
Mm-mm.
It sucks.
But
we have to make the best of it.
Don't
you know.
What chance to do with it.
Yeah. We all have to, if we don't work together, and if we can't laugh and joke and smile through the pain that's going on at work, through the hell,
mm-hmm.
then it just becomes toxic. I don't know if you've noticed, but the past couple of days, even though it's been stressful, I've actually been okay coming home from work.
Well, I just figured it was because you have money.
Well, there's that too. Money in the wallet and in the bank.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah. And I got tipped today.
There you go. I got tipped a
20 for putting in the light bulb.
You know what I got today?
Wow.
Fireball.
I mean, I did get Fireball. I was super happy because I haven't bought Fireball in a while. Like, and I'm fine with that. When it's not here, it's not here. It's whatever. But I was happy to have it. And I got home today. And, it's really quiet. Austin was chilling out on his day off and got out of my car and went around the car to get all my stuff out because I stopped and got, dish soap at Kyle's today. So I didn't grab anything because I got an Austin and I drinks. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go around the car. Somebody's dog was loose today. He was rather aggressive. And so as I was pulling all of these things out of my car, I got these giant cups in my hand and trying to get the liquor bag full. And this asshole decided he did not like me today and came in the yard and bum rushed me and was growling and barking. And so I dropped my liquor store bag. I was pissed.
Didn't break anything.
Thank God for plastic bottles.
Right? Like, yeah. The whole bag ripped in half. And all I could do was get into the house. Like, I had to get into the house because he didn't like me in that moment. Well, I had, like, 2 bottles of liquor just in my car just out there. And I was like, God damn it. So I waited for him to decide he was done for a minute. And he went back down the street. I'm not gathered up my sad mementos.
Broken,
I would have been pissed.
Oh.
He probably would have died.
Yeah.
And then I spent the entire day listening to him bark every time, because my porch is my sanctuary. I don't do well with like 4 walls.
You don't know where it came from?
I don't do well with 4 walls. So during the day, especially when it's nice out, it's not too hot, not too cold, I like to sit out there. And multiple times today, he just would like run up in the yard and decide to bitch me for whatever reason. He was very standoffish to the point where like he would get right up against the porch and stare me down. And while I'm telling him to fuck off and get out of my yard, he's like lunging a little bit, like he just doesn't want to play today. Like, I don't know where you came from. Go away. So we did that all day. There's our neighbor have like landscapers out there. He was up against them all day barking at them.
I can't believe you weren't like, argh.
Oh my God, I was so mad. But mind you, like a year, 2 years ago, we had been, it started out as a tiny puppy. This little tiny puppy came out of the woods, ran to our porch, which is where all stray dogs go in this neighborhood. He was tiny. He was a little pit bull. And he was so cute. And over the months, he would continue to do that. We would catch him home. Well, unfortunately, after about a year, he kind of turned. He didn't like being caught anymore. And he started getting really aggressive. And then it turned out that there were two of them that were identical. So I was catching the wrong one. And I had put him on a leash one day, and I was walking towards out of our neighborhood, like right out of our neighborhood is his house. I was walking towards the house, and suddenly he decided he didn't want to be on the leash anymore. It was a retractable leash, though. And my arms are very short, and I could not keep him far enough away from me that he came very close to my throat. Like he was done. He wanted to attack. I could feel it as we were walking, like he just didn't want to be on the leash. And thankfully somebody was right up the street at the bus stop, and she saw him lunge, and I was holding the leash out trying to keep him away from me because I couldn't get the leash unhooked. I couldn't get him off of it. But I didn't want to let it go.
Right.
And so she came over, and she's helping me unhook him, and we, you know, like, push him away, and he runs. But that's the closest in my life I've ever come to that kind of mauling. And it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And so once, like, we were really good for a long time. Every fucking dog that got loose in this area, we came to our porch, we catch it, we post it, you know, we wait for people to come. Now I'm, after that, though, like,
if
you bark at me, we're done. I'm done. I have zero trust in a strange dog now. And so when this dog did that, I ran in the house. And then I went out, and he kept coming to the porch and barking at me, and I could feel like my chest get tight. And I was like, please just leave me alone. And so I stayed out there off and on all day because we have people that walk the neighborhood. They have their dogs. And as they come down, I'm like, hey, I need you to, like, go back the other way because there's a dog loose down there. He's not very nice.
Right.
And when the kids were supposed to get off the bus, Austin came out with me because he had just come back in the yard. He'd been off wandering around for hours, and then right at that moment, he was back in the yard. I don't know what it is. And he wasn't being very nice. I called Austin out. He kind of scared me, but I needed my kids to get in the house. And he was like, this is ridiculous. So he called animal control, which is fine, you know, because he's being aggressive, and I don't know where the dog belongs. And we
right.
live in a cul-de-sac, so literally we know all the animals.
Right.
And, you know, he reports it. I'm trying to figure out if it's the neighbors I hate. Is it their dog? Because if it is, go ahead, cool.
Right.
I'm going to send animal control to your house.
Is it
the neighbors
that
we don't really know?
Right.
Have we only heard their dog? Like, is it them? I don't know. So they come home, and all of a sudden the whole demeanor of this dog changes. And he is bouncing up and down. He's so happy his owner's home. She gets out of her car, and I was like, hey, is that your dog? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay, I just need to tell you, your dog was not very friendly today.
Dog was not nice.
He was not being kind, and he did not like me. She was like, what? Oh, thank you. She's like, I'm so sorry. He's just really protective. I was like, okay, well, that's super cool. But the problem is that he was really protective of my yard from me.
He's supposed to be in a fence when he got out. Like,
yes. He busted through the back of their fence today. I was like, he chased me in the house two times today. Not easy to do. She's like, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, she's super sweet. She's very sweet. Their dogs are really sweet when they're home. So animal control shows up and, of course, knocks on our door. And I was like, okay.
So then you have to say, whoops, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know who to call to, like, cancel. But we found where the dog lives, and, like, she apologized, and we know what the problem was. She's rectifying the issue. And I didn't send them to her house, obviously, because she's really sweet. But, I mean, if you saw the truck out there, though, I'm sorry. To be fair, your dog was being a complete dick today, and I had no idea where it lived.
Well,
could have been any dog.
You can maybe shove it back in there. I don't know. And if it's a fence, you can shove them back in.
So to explain the pause.
Hold on.
Sorry.
I haven't seen the response yet.
Damn it. But yeah, that was my day.
Oh.
I didn't see that. I couldn't quite understand the verbiage.
Oh. Okay. So for the pause.
Okay.
My boss.
No, you tell your boss that his wife doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
So my boss texted me and said, thank you. You know, I appreciate everything you did today. You know.
Uh-huh.
Good job. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know how to respond to things like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were
pretty nice things to me.
Right? I've never gotten praise before. I'm a manager. Shut up. Fuck you.
He's a manager, just a different type.
Right?
Whatever. Anyway, so, you know, I texted him back, you know, thank you. You know, I've already started enjoying my day off because I have a day off tomorrow. You know, and I texted him Fireball. And then he sent me back a picture of what he's drinking, which is red wine, which I've always met. As soon as because we discuss things on, you know, in work, make fun of him because make fun, quote.
Red wine tastes like vinegar piss. Sarah said it.
Okay.
Fireball is way better than Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire also. We can fight about that later.
Yeah. But, so he sends me a picture of the red wine that he's drinking.
Which is Apothecary, which is a good brand, but red wine is still vinegar piss.
It is. And because I make fun of him of for drinking wine and not hard liquor. You know, well, you got to be a man, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it's good-natured ribbing because he makes fun of me as well. It's right. All in good fun. Nobody's feeling
good.
I actually have. but, you know, I sent him the picture of our two Fireball bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this will last until Friday.
Maybe.
And I said, I'm not going to make fun of anybody drinking right now because, you know, it's been a long couple of weeks.
Fuck yeah, it has.
And then he comes back with...
His wife said. That's what he put it on, though.
Right. He texted me and he's like, my wife said that real Fireballs...
He said you have no taste.
J.D. Tennessee Fire.
Yeah, real...
No.
Yeah, first of all, Tennessee Fire tastes like monkey butt. It's disgusting. And Apothecary Red Wine is literally vinegar piss. It's what I dip my eggs in for Easter. It's gross. Yeah. Tastes horrible.
Yeah, I'm not going to text him back.
I don't mean that brand. I just red wine, just to be fair. It's all red wine. It's not just that one.
I'm not going to text him back tonight because he said, have a good night, see you Thursday, which means he's done.
He's finishing that bottle.
Right, because I'm about to finish my bottle. Mm-hmm. But Thursday, when I go back to work, it's on like Donkey Kong. That's so 80s.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that was.
So, yeah. Jack Daniels, it has that whiskey
taste.
Yeah. Hit, and then a tiny bit of cinnamon. It does not have the cinnamon that Fireball has.
It tastes like
Fireball
whiskey.
Is for real cinnamon lovers.
Yeah.
Jack Fire is for people that don't really like cinnamon, but they like it.
Jack Fire is for people that are like, oh, I drink Fireball and can't handle cinnamon.
Jack Fire hits like Jack Reflex. Every time. I can't do the aftertaste of actual whiskey.
I just,
shut up. Actual whiskey just
you
make
like it.
No.
No,
oh, never mind. I know what was said.
Jack Fire is actually I don't want to throw up, though. Like, every time I try, it's like that, what is that one? The one you gave the guy in glasses. It was
it's
also
maple.
Well, it's also a cinnamon whiskey.
We have the bottle out to bring you.
The actual like whiskey aftertaste is so heavy. Like, I don't know.
And that napalm, I didn't think it was that bad, but it has a little bit of licorice flavor in it too.
I can't do
it's
it.
Something like that that I'm just like,
so bad.
It's okay, but
it's so bad.
So I'll be honest. The reason why I bought it is because it's a fully veteran-owned company.
Oh, to be honest, the reason he bought it is because his army buddy was in town and was like, dude, you gotta have this. It's by those dudes that made that movie. They're all veterans. And then it tastes like ass.
I mean, to be fair, that's true.
Dude.
That's 100% true.
So there's supposed to be another, like, good equivalent for Fireball that's like Angels and Demons or something like that is what it's called. I have yet to find it and buy it, but it's not going to be Fireball, so it's not going to be the same.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yep, Angels and Demons, cinnamon-flavored whiskey.
Huh. If you like Fireball, try these cinnamon whiskeys.
Right, but it's supposed to be cheaper is the only reason.
Sinfire, Stillhouse, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. Sweet, I don't prefer sweet. I don't want cocktail with a serious kick. I want the cinnamon taste. I can say, okay, none of these are any of the ones that I would drink. No, but they weren't the Angels and Demons, like you said.
Right.
Remember, liquor is cinnamon.
So speaking
Bumstead.
Of... Speaking of drinking on the job. Every day, bitches.
She comes up here with the bottle of Fireball.
Yeah. I don't, because if I do, I'll probably be too lax in my training and...
If I had to actually concentrate on something, probably not okay. But if I was just talking to people,
yeah,
it would definitely be in a secret coffee cup where I'm just like.
So my coworker, who also works from her home, of course, she doesn't drink a whole lot. So when we go out and talk together, it's one of those, you know, she's like, what's the prettiest, least alcohol flavoring drink that you have? And she'll have
Shirley
one
Temple.
And she's done. You know, she's like yeah. that kind of person. She doesn't drink often, yeah. So
with a little vodka.
She got had a doctor's appointment on yesterday. And I had to leave in the afternoon. I was like, hey, heads up, I'm gonna be heading out for a couple hours, but I'll be back as soon as possible, just you know, just in case you're looking for me, whatever. I've got my phone with me if you need. Okay, cool. So she said the day before. So she calls me when I get home. She's like, are you home yet? And I said, yeah, I just made it back in the door. What's going on? She said, I call you. So she calls me. And she had made, the day before, she had made some sweet tea and had put some vodka or something in it, you know, a little extra. And apparently she made an entire pitcher.
Oh,
she was going to have, so she had a glass and she was done because that's just her. Well, today, or yesterday rather, this was Sunday that she made the tea, the special tea. Yesterday, she went in there, it was lunchtime, she was like, oh, I want a glass of tea. She made herself some tea. She forgot she'd put the special additive in it. It was about her work day, and she was like, man, I'm really relaxed today. This is a good day. I'm fucking awesome. I have another glass of tea. So by the time I get home, she calls, and she says, oh, my gosh.
I'm wasted.
Are you back? Because I need to go take a nap. I'm done. She had forgotten that she'd spiked your tea.
So when I lived in Oklahoma, we discovered the Burnett's vodka, which has like 1,000 different flavors.
Right.
And my cousin would do that to me all the time. She would buy the sweet tea vodka,
mm-hmm.
and then she would make sweet tea, and then she would half and half it.
Mm-hmm.
And then wonder why when she would get home and I'm babysitting her kids, sitting on the couch like...
Good. Jeremy's uncle gave us some, we've had a Crown Royal peach, and I love it in tea, and he gave us some apple, and I put it in some tea, and it was, both of those are dangerous, because all you taste is that little bit of flavoring, there's no crown in it as far as flavor and tea. So, I mean, you can just gulp it down and never know it.
So, unfortunately...
You don't do well with Crown.
It's not that. In the last few weeks, I've taken a step back on, like, COVID recovery, where I was getting my taste and smell back. I can't smell anymore. And now everything that has artificial flavoring in it tastes the same. So all of our whiskeys and vodkas that have any kind of fruit flavoring to it, they all taste the same, and it's horrible. It's horrible. Like, it's the same smell that I get from my strawberry shampoo or anything that – the only thing I've been able to find so far is, like, orange. I can use orange water drops and it tastes fine. But anything that has any kind of, like, weird fruity flavor to it
– Except cinnamon.
Except cinnamon. I bought myself a peach mango, like – drink today while I was getting these, and that was my whole mouth was full of that flavor, and I was like, this fucking sucks.
And
why does everything taste like this now?
It probably tastes like if you ingested like air freshener,
something like that. Like it's almost like a chemically sweet fruit flavor.
Yeah.
Everything, and it's
sucks.
Really shitty.
Because I don't like water. So I have to put flavoring in all my water.
Right. And my favorite was the strawberry watermelon.
Yeah.
But now when I put that in there, I can't drink. And I only put a little bit. I only put enough to take away the water taste.
Yeah.
I can't. Because I can't smell it. And I can't taste it. The two together especially. It's so overwhelming. So I had to switch to like
cheese.
A tangerine drops because for whatever, orange is fine, but
is that lemon?
No, not sure
I,
lemon.
The what I mixed the crown with was it's like a powder that had, it's like a tea, but it had lemon in it. I didn't
like
that
a
part.
Jack Palmer or whatever that is.
Yeah, and so I put that in a, you know, just a tiny bit of that powder in with a big glass of water and drink about half of it. And then I was like, oh, we got that crown in there.
Right.
Let me mix the other half
so,
with this apple.
Like, I can stomach it when we take shots. Like the peach one is probably the strongest. The Old Smoky peach whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Super strong with that flavor. But I can stomach it. It's just that everything now.
What about the apple pie? Have you tried it?
Yeah.
What about
I can do it, but it.
What about the pickles?
Pickles taste like pickles. Your pickles are still down there, by the way. I have not touched them.
I'm impressed. I just figured they'd be gone. Cause it's been like 2 weeks, I guess, since I've been able to be here.
Yeah.
I should be able to. Knocking on wood. Friday, I should be good.
We hope so. It's our first week back this Friday. You missed all the game night.
But I missed all of them.
We are going to try to implement once a month doing a normal game night. That way, you know, our...
I have new games coming Thursday.
Well, and our DM gets a chance to take a break with his brain and catch up because he's working a lot. And then we get a chance to spend time with you that's not our normal Friday night antics. So
that'd be nice. So we told you about that left, right, center game, right?
Yes.
Where you each bring like $3 to the pot.
Yeah.
And you roll dice.
Yes.
I'll do it.
We'll have to do that.
Because, you know, the Godfather's parents sent us an abundance of six-sided dice. I don't know why. And cups for which width to shake them.
Is it to play a game?
I don't know. I guess they heard we have game nights and they sent us
fun.
A bunch of weird shit.
Well, that was thoughtful.
It was weird. There, a lot of their gifts lately have been, I think... We're just going to have to accept that they're not.
Appreciate the thought.
Yes, yes. I mean, I got a Christmas gift this year, and I haven't in a decade. So, and Sophia Merrill suddenly became the Godfather's child this year, so that was also weird. It was weird. She was like, that's not my last name.
Just forget about it. Just say, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Grandma, Grandpa.
Bless it. Bless it. You're over there working diligently.
No.
He's not. He's looking at his phone.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I was working.
All I can see is a computer monitor, and he was like, looking hard, I thought.
I was working diligently.
He's shopping. He's freaking shopping. Okay. Do you know what shopping I have done? I have two tiny humans that are getting ready to have a birthday. And I have been incredibly stressed out because it's a, well, for one of them, it's a big birthday. It's 13. That's huge. You know? And so, yeah, that's been on my mind. And finally today, I got gifts ordered to be here. We have their party set up. I know. Although, to be honest, the other one is also.
More teenagers.
Yeah. So we hit a new, phase this week because, you know, our girls don't always get along. The youngest has a hard time with the oldest because she's autistic and she just doesn't quite get her. However, it seems that the oldest is skinny enough that the youngest fits in her clothes now. And so they spent like 2 days going through all their clothes, getting rid of all the little kid clothes. And now we can dress like teenagers and bond. She's been wearing jeans that are too big for her for 2 days.
Because I know when my sister thought she hit that stage, and she was a little heavier than I was still, but she could fit in them, and my clothes would just disappear and be stretched out when they reappeared, and I would be so pissed.
But no.
It doesn't sound like you're going to have that problem.
Today I heard all the words of, why does she have cuter clothes than me? You're 10. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's because that's what happens when
you're 10.
I'm going to buy her a
She's 17.
Frozen Elsa shirt.
She's like, for her birthday, she's like, no unicorn stuff.
So we're done with the little girl stuff.
I was like, but I like unicorn. She's like, I know, but all of my clothes have unicorns on them.
She's so like sparkly though, right?
She likes pink. She's suddenly become very girly. We like boys all of a sudden. Like, I don't know what's happening. It happened literally overnight.
Is she likes pink?
Pink.
I should have bought her that pink jacket instead.
She likes pink now. I don't know where my life is going. I've never hit this stage. You know, our oldest was different, and she was very easy, and she still doesn't really like people or boys. So, like, I mean, it's whatever.
Oh, just buckle in, Mom.
Right now, I'm like, I don't know what to do with you, but I don't like you some days. I love you all days, but today you're kind of a jerk.
So my oldest was a tomboy, so I didn't really have that whole thing to deal with it. The youngest was always in what I call the hoochie mama outfit. She would find the tiniest skirt and the halter top, maybe not as fit her, and she would run around outside, and I was like, stop, the neighbors are going to think I'll let you dress like this in public. Came home from work one day, her older sister was babysitting her, and there's 9 years age difference. So mind you, she's six, you know, the older kid was 9 years old enough to babysit. I thought responsibly. I come home from work, and we have these big columns. They're like white and round columns, and they're our holding up our front porch, you know. And
like ours.
Yeah, but they're
like columns
big, and they're columns.
Yeah.
So they're like poles. So my youngest is literally has one leg around it and is swirling around like a stripper on a pole. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? And she's like, I'm pole dancing, Mom. And I'm just freaking, I'm like, where did you hear that term? I just made it up. And I was like, well, let's not do this anymore. Go inside, put your clothes on, do not get on the pole like that again. And her sister's just like, what, Mom? Like,
we have definitely done that.
Neighbors are
going
to call protective services on me.
Obviously, the littlest, we've all seen it. She likes to spin around our columns outside.
She doesn't do it seductively.
She has, though, and I don't know how many times the words, like, my only job is to keep you off the pole, so if you could stop, please, that'd be awesome.
Well, she said,
Rock,
oh, if there's a
you
perfect...
channel your inner Chris Rock.
And I am.
Yeah.
She literally wanted, she's like, there's people that get paid to do this. And she wanted that to be her career until she got old enough to understand what all that encompassed.
Yeah, you don't just need to wear sweats to do that
shit.
No,
I don't want to do that. It's like, yeah, please. So that's still the running joke. Hey, there's still time.
They make pretty good money.
You're still young.
Sure, there's a few clubs in Knoxville.
Oh, my God. No. So
she can go to Parksville and go to the Pink Lady.
Ew. And what? Beat against a midget?
Or the 300-pound woman.
No, we'll pass.
Well, unless you have, like, C-section scars and stretch marks and a baby on your hip, I don't know that you qualify around here.
Right?
It's kind of how the Pink Lady was.
It's, like,
Parksville.
It's like the
right
people
by
Walmart Campbell. On the pole.
Sure, that's the way the ones are around.
I'm still trying to figure out how half the women in Tennessee were born with flat asses.
Well,
or concave. Like, I've seen more women that are shaped, like, I'm cool. I'm chunky. I'm chunky as fuck. Okay? I'm cool with it. But they're chunky up here, like me, and then suddenly they got these tiny, tiny legs and zero butt. What happened here?
Negative butt. That's what we call that.
What do we classify that as? No offense. Mm. I'm just saying, though, like, there's a lot of that shape. That's a little weird. There's some very square-topped women. Zero-assed.
I don't pay attention.
Welcome to the South.
Oh, you had a look like you had something else to say?
Oh, no, I just...
You just were going to say nope?
He's seen it. He knows.
I've seen it, yeah.
He has definitely been like... How was that, like, commonplace? It's not like one person. It's like, I saw this person today.
Genetics.
What the hell happened over here?
Yeah.
Genetics in Tennessee, right?
Did we slide down the mountain and just shave off that one part of our body?
Like, you look at them from the front, and you're like, okay, she's got a little bit of meat, but she, you know, she's cute, she's pretty. You know, and you're like, I kind of want to see her from behind. You know, you kind of got that.
And then you don't.
And then she turns around and you're like,
where'd the ass go?
I wish I did.
Where does her ass and her back separate?
Yes.
Like, it's all one. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm really not.
It's weird.
I can't because I haven't.
Okay. Penis?
Yes.
Okay.
In defense, there are men that do that too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I used to tell my dad all the time that he had an Indian ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, the guy in glasses, like, there's a lot of guys in this family that don't have that trait.
My son, like, however, was super, super
blessed. He was blessed with your ass.
With a booty.
He's got
a booty on him. I used to tease him all the time. And, you know, it's cool.
It's kind of a, you know.
No, get a booty.
Yeah, it's kind of a chunky butt.
It's okay, though. I'm happy for you. Don't be the no-ass person.
But what do you do for that? Like, do you do lunges? I couldn't do a lunge right now if I had to.
He's born with it. He was born with that bitch.
Genetics or not.
When I was skinnier and I used to work at the casino, our cook was never like, I just don't understand. You lost a bunch of weight, but you got a ghetto ass. Still. Oh, my God. I know. It's okay. Should have been more of a person of color than I am. I'm going to have to tan better this year. All right, so Dan looks like he's signaling a break. We'll take a quick break, and then we will be back with some, I don't know, maybe some serious talk.
Falling from Grace, we'll be right back.
Drifting down is just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. And these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold.
Welcome back, everybody. As you know, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitch, we are on TikTok, we're on YouTube. You can call in at 718-664-9735. I just did that by memory. Awesome. You can go to our Facebook and get all of those links. So we have a website. It's at Wicked Curiosity Media on Facebook. You can click on the link, go check it out. It's been slightly updated, but not much. It'll get there. And if you liked that song, which I do, I love it. It is by Less Love. They have a Facebook page. Go check them out. So, has anybody been watching? Well, let's be realistic. I don't actually watch the news. Has anybody been watching the smart people on TikTok?
I've been watching all kinds of stuff on TikTok. Mm-hmm. All of the same.
So, we know that currently Russia is attempting to invade Ukraine.
They have. They've invaded Ukraine.
They're attempting to occupy. They're trying to take Kiev capital. Last I heard, they had like a 40-mile-long
convoy.
Convoy heading into the capital.
Update on the convoy, because I saw it right before I got my showers this afternoon.
I've been waiting.
The convoy stopped. Would you like to know why?
Yes.
Did they run out of gas?
They ran out of gas and food.
Fuck.
The okay. Russians.
Listen.
Run out of gas and
food. I don't want to take a side. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. I do think it's a little weird, though, like 5 days ago, none of us knew who Volodymyr Zelensky was.
Vladimir?
No, it's Volodymyr. Vladimir is Putin. Volodymyr is Zelensky, which is the Ukraine president, who was an actor like 2 years ago. As a matter of fact, if you watch enough TikToks, you can see a super cool like mob scene where he's shooting everybody and he looks really cool.
In 2006, she won the Ukrainian version of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, like he's very entertaining and everybody thinks he's hot now and he's like everybody wants to date him, but we don't know anything about him. And the fact that Ukraine is pretty corrupt, like, I do not want to take sides. I do want to present some things, though. We do know that Ukraine is corrupt. They've been involved in several scandals involving Biden and his son and Senator Kerry,
mm-hmm.
his son, involving millions of dollars. And, some strategic places that are set in the Ukraine. We also know that Vladimir Putin is not a dumb man. He's not stupid. He's a very strategic leader. He has never wanted to be controlled by anybody else. That has always been the issue with him and like NATO. He doesn't want to be controlled. There's a lot of conspiracy around why exactly he's going into the Ukraine. I don't know the truth because I'm not there, but, I do have to respect not wanting to be part of a controlling
organization,
group,
yeah.
however you want to present it. I have to respect that because I think we've talked about it before, once we have too many hens in the hen house, power starts to crumble. And I do think that on level, NATO may be a little too powerful for its britches. I kind of respect that he doesn't want to be part of it. Obviously, I have zero respect for the loss of innocent lives, children, families. I do have a ton of respect for these citizens that are literally going out in the streets and fighting to protect what's theirs. You've got wives with babies sitting right next to them making Molotov cocktails for their people. I respect that. I respect a president that has refused to leave his country and is fighting with his people. I do respect that. I don't. The reason I don't want to take a side is because I don't think any of us should. I don't think the U.S. should. I don't feel like this is between any of us at all. This has been an issue between them for years and should be decided between them.
So here's the issue that I have.
I knew there was going to be a...
I was waiting for you.
I think that the U.S. gets too involved in bullshit too often.
So I agree to a point. I agree. I do. I think there are some situations the U.S. should not be involved. However, at the same time, I'm going to present a different outlook.
Huh?
So when we look at, okay, so all three of us are around the same age. We all grew up in the same era.
Yeah,
we grew up.
Definitely not looking to go back.
Nope, hold on. We grew up during the Cold War. We all remember the nuclear bomb test that we had to do. The threat of, you know, a nuclear war. We were all, we have literally been preparing and conditioned.
We've all been trained to get under the desk and hope that, you know, napalm doesn't kill us.
It really wasn't napalm.
Radiation, whatever.
But we have been conditioned through the music, the movies, the TV
yeah.
shows, the propaganda and stuff that we went through as kids to, you know, kind of be prepared for this.
Which I think definitely lends to a lot of the people, we can definitely see an age difference in the people who are like, hey, you should probably just be prepared.
This is why Gen Xers and before own most of the, you know, weapons.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah. This is why
the weapons, food, radios, all of it.
Right?
Toilet paper.
This is why most preppers are Gen Xers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like what we see on the internet, whether it's TikTok or whatever else, when you see these preppers that are telling you, like, hey, maybe you should be a little prepared.
Yeah.
90% of them are our age.
Yeah, it's because, you know, we literally went through this.
We've been preparing for this our entire lives.
So we all remember the fall of the USSR, the fall of the Soviet
Absolutely.
Union.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, definitely. And the fall of the Berlin Wall and the famous speech the famous line by Ronald Reagan, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. We all remember that. We all remember the fall. It has been 30 years now since that has happened. It's
maybe a little
91.
More.
91 was
okay.
when it fell. 91 was the official, is when the Berlin Wall fell.
Okay.
So it's been about 30 years. Putin has been in office for about 26 of those years.
Yeah, because he was in the KGB before that.
Right.
He was there for the fall.
Yeah. So he was a democratically elected president to the democratic, quote-unquote, Republic of Russia.
Yes.
Okay. So the biggest issue that I'm having right now, and it's the same issue that we have here within the United States, when you have people in power that stay in power, and are in power for decades, they crave more power.
True.
Hold on. I'm getting to my point.
Okay.
And we see corruption and we see stuff like that, right? Putin. Putin has, you know, basically said that he wants to bring the glory of the USSR back, which means annexing all these countries that were free.
Yep.
it's almost like he's been in power for so long, he craves more of that power. One of the reasons why Ukraine is so important is because if Russia was to annex Ukraine, that is a larger buffer zone between Western Europe and Moscow, which, you know, begs the question, why is Putin afraid of Western Europe and, you know, the Western world?
I don't think he's really afraid.
But why would you want to create more of a buffer zone? Our capital is literally on the ocean.
Right.
You know, and we're not afraid of that.
So
that's my question. Why is he, what has the Western world done to make Russia afraid?
I will offer an alternative.
Okay.
Somebody in NATO let it slip. I don't know which leader it was. I don't care.
And so, to be fair, these are all just...
These are our thoughts.
Ideas, thoughts.
Okay, so yeah. Somebody in NATO let it slip during a conference, you know, because they're having those quite frequently right now, that they have been working towards the New World Order. And it was a very quick slip, and then they rephrase the sentence. Putin has been against NATO and their goals for a long time. Now, just to offer an opposite view, I'm not saying that's what I believe. I'm not saying it is what is happening. But wouldn't it be funny if Putin was the bad, was the good guy and we were the bad guy? Wouldn't that be funny? Maybe a little bit? No? Not ha-ha funny, like ironic.
We're all going to get arrested for being Russian sympathizers.
I'm just saying, would it not be ironic, though, if it turns out that a lot of what he is trying to accomplish, while yes, there's loss of life, there was loss of life in Afghanistan. There was loss of plenty of life in Afghanistan, and we caused it. We can't condemn him for shit we have done.
Right.
We caused loss of life that didn't need to be lost in a place we should have never been. Plain and simple. So now he's somewhere where people don't believe he should be. And there's loss of life. And it's horrific. It's more horrific now because we have TikTok and we're seeing it live. And I get it. It sucks. I don't like seeing it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes the idea of it. But war is, it happens all the time. And with war comes loss of life. But what if his end goal is not necessarily sinister?
But don't you think if that were his end goal, he would have... That would have leaked out by now.
It has leaked out. We look at the biolabs that he has absolutely focused his attention on that are U.S. biolabs. He didn't want them there. We focus on the money that has filtered in over the years, not just while in office, but out of office, from the Bidens and the Kerrys that have come into Ukraine. And Ukraine is absolutely known for being corrupt. I just feel like there's two sides to it, and we're not seeing all of it.
We probably won't,
but like, I don't want anybody to think that I like watching what's happening. It sucks. It's disgusting. It hurts my heart to see people suffering. But
the other side to that is the same mentality that the U.S. had during World War II when Hitler started his march, when Hitler started his march on Poland, when he started his march on Netherlands, Belgium, France, and the U.S. had the same mentality. I mean, that basically, you know, that's not our war. That's not our problem. We don't want to get involved. Literally, the only reason we got involved in World War II was because the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. That was the catalyst that brought us into the war. So the question begs here is that which side of the coin do we look at? Do we look at the side of the coin where Putin is the quote-unquote, I don't want to say good guy, but justified in some of the things.
The thought process.
In the thought process of what he's
doing.
Not the
actions.
Right. Or is this going to be another, maybe not Hitler, but along the same lines as Hitler, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, Stalin, Leningrad, and all of these leaders that felt they were justified in the mass genocide and the massacre and the annexation of these countries that they felt they were entitled to, because that's kind of what...
It's what we see.
That, I mean, yeah, that's what's been portrayed in the
Western
media.
We have to remember that our media is 110,000% going to spin this in any way possible
right.
to make things make sense.
You're right. But we also, in this day and age of information... That
I mean,
we're
seeing it from 10,000 sides.
Right. But we also see the side of where Putin is literally sending his police and his military against his own people.
He is.
To quell any protests or anything. So you've got to look at, we have to look at it from an educated, informed viewpoint.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that you're not, and I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I mean, I've been watching her for like day one.
No, I have to. It's
killing me.
but when I look at, you know, yeah, okay, he's attacking, you know, U.S. biolabs, whether they're the same as what was in China or whether they are, you know, biolabs that are trying to create cures and whatnot, whatever. We know they're in Ukraine because their restrictions are less.
Yeah.
However, when you look at the opposite side of it, and we have a president that is arresting and killing his own people that protest against him, what would we do if that was our country? What would we do if Biden said, oh, I'm just going to go take Mexico, or I'm just going to go take Canada, and we were protesting?
No, but we've watched Biden and absolutely be a dictator for an entire year now. Like, it's not unfathomable.
You're right, but the biggest difference in the U.S., the biggest difference from of the U.S. and the rest of the world, honestly, is that the U.S., while we may not think it, the people, the citizens of the United States, have more power to say what they feel and to act on injustices that are happening than a lot of other countries do. We look at what's happening in Australia, and it's still happening. You know, the government has shut Australia down. We look at Canada and what Trudeau is doing to his people. You know, we look at Putin and what he's doing to his people. We look at Castro and what he did to his people for so long. We look at Kim Jong-un and what he did to his people. If our president, and he has tried, if our president was to enact any of those, to try any of that, literally, the citizens of the U.S. would not only speak their minds, but they would show them. Because we do have some of the most lenient gun laws in the world. And we are the most heavily armed country in the world. And it's the reason why Biden has not been able to be 100% successful in the things that he has tried to do is because we do have systems like the Supreme Court that said, no, you can't force people to take a vaccine. It's literally against it's a human violation. It's a human rights violation. You can't force people to continue to wear masks. It's a human rights violation. You know, and that's the biggest difference. Even though our country, our government is corrupt, and we know that, the biggest difference is that we do have the opportunity and the power and the means to stop our government from 110% controlling us.
Yes. Have you seen anything going on?
You know me, I'm not on social media a whole lot. I've seen the TikToks that you guys have seen, you know, where things are invaded or places are invaded, and, you know.
So the idea of World War III, how does that make you feel?
How it terrifies me. Because, you know, just like you said,
it's a realistic
Cold War thing.
It literally is like one mistake.
Yeah.
One skewed view could lead us there.
Yeah. But, and you know, immediately I revert back to the being in second grade. And like you said, I'd be going to your desk to be petrified of the world. But I don't want to live like that either. But I don't know. I honestly do not have a political opinion because I think I intentionally stick my head in the sand, and I know that's not a proper American response, but it is my response. It is my safety zone, because I'm like, I can't
do this. I think
this.
It's okay not to have full opinions.
I feel like
on
the
it.
U.S. butts their head into too much, but I'm not saying that this is, I don't know if this is a situation where they should or should not, but I do believe we butt in far too often.
Well, I think my biggest problem is that we've heard for 5 days that we are not going to get involved. NATO's not getting involved. Their application to NATO was denied.
No.
The emergency application to NATO was denied.
No, that's wrong. The application was accepted. The application, yeah, I saw it again today, right before I took my shower. The application was accepted, but it has not been granted.
I heard that it was accepted and then denied. So I don't know the truth yet.
Right. The last that I heard. And
like they took the application but then denied it, is what I heard.
The last I heard was that they took the application and they haven't, the application itself hasn't been accepted. The country has not been accepted yet. They haven't like ratified or
right. Whatever
the application. And they're actually going through it right now between 7 and 10. There's a, one of the ones that.
Yeah, we've got a press conference at night.
Yeah. One of the TikTokers that you and I, Under the Desk News.
Yes, I love her.
Yes. She is actually, or should be, I haven't looked, covering it live with commentary.
And I think it's important to follow it at
yeah.
this point. I don't think you should have to have a political view on it. I don't think you should even have to have an opinion on it. I do think it's smart to watch it, because here's my concern. If NATO accepts Ukraine, we have declared war on Russia. Period. We have poked the bear and poked the bear and poked the bear for 5 days, ruined his economy in a matter of a day. If they accept Ukraine into NATO, everybody is declaring war on Russia. And my fear with that is, my only fear with that is that maybe he also has syphilis like Hitler did, and he just pushes the button because he can't.
So I don't think. I think that's an oversimplification of it.
Maybe, but I mean, it is absolutely true.
Maybe, because the thing is if Ukraine is accepted into NATO, it's not necessarily a declaration of war on Russia, because really the reason why Ukraine is asking for, you know, to be accepted into NATO is to get help from NATO, to get financial assistance.
Right, but the overall objection or objective of NATO is attack one, attack all. If they accept him into NATO, that gives NATO the go-ahead to step in and push Russia back out, which they will do. That's why we all have troops there. That's a lie if they say it's not. We all have troops there, right on the border. If he gets accepted into NATO, all of those troops move in and push Russia back. if we do that, my only fear is that he is crazy enough to just react.
Possibly.
That's my only fear.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying
right.
that's what he'll do. I'm
but
saying that is a fear.
I don't know that.
Literally been the most unorganized war ever. Just to put that out there. It's so horrible. How many times you run out of gas? God damn it.
The thing is I don't know. So, the Russian military is not equipped. And we see
but
that.
They should be. That's what I don't get.
But, okay.
They should be. He should have gone in there, knocked it out of the park, gone home. What the fuck is he doing?
Okay, so.
Not that I wanted to. I'm just saying, how'd you roll in with half a tank of gas and run out in a mud puddle? How did a farmer how did that happen? I just watched a tractor hook up and roll away with the tank. Where the fuck are we right now, Putin?
Okay, so. There's a couple of different reasons.
I'm not agreeing with him, by the way. I'm just saying, like, what the fuck?
There's a couple of different reasons for all of this. There's a couple of different
scenarios
that are possible because of this. We all know, or it's been said on the news and TikTok and whatever you follow. The Russian soldiers, their hearts aren't in it.
They're babies.
Really not. Yeah.
It's literally kids younger than my own oldest. Which, I'm not that old. My oldest is 19. These are 17-year-old kids.
To be fair, your oldest is 23.
I didn't give birth to him, though.
But the Russian soldiers, their hearts aren't really into it. Because you got to figure, I mean, these guys, they have been, and maybe not the countries, but the people that have been friends, especially those right on the border.
Well, because they've always known that they are literally part of Russia. They are brothers.
Yeah.
They are cousins, whatever. They are one in the same.
They're all basically cut from the same cloth.
Right. And over here, we just do our own thing. But we're not against you.
Right.
We
it's
love you.
Almost like a civil war.
Kind of.
In a sense. It's almost.
Super funny to watch. But, I mean, it's not funny. Sorry. But it's. Ironic, I don't know the word, but watching what's happening over there and the, like, it is literally the most disorganized comedy of a war. It sucks watching the bombs drop, but then when we watch people, like, lost on a road because you don't know where to go to blow shit up. Do you have any water? Because we ran out.
Yeah.
Where do we go to get gas?
But the thing is this is also one of the most civilized wars that I've seen. You know, I've seen TikToks from Ukrainians that, you know, they're driving by Russians.
How you doing?
And they're like, hey, you know, you guys are broke down. I'll tow you back to Russia. I've got no problem with that. I'll tow you back to Russia. I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything. I just want you out of my country.
I watched a little old man cross his field to help them drop the Ukrainian flag just because he was like, what? If that's what you're here for, here, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go and do it. And then why don't you guys just drive back.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just get back to my field.
Yeah, like, just don't stop here. We'll take it down, and you just keep going.
There's very little hatred between
which is not going to last very long.
The two armies. You know, I mean, you've got the full-fledged Russian army that is coming in, and then you have the Ukrainian army, but then you have the citizens.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Half of the Ukrainian army is actual, like, dude works in an office up the street and just got given a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got tracked in.
Half of their people aren't soldiers. They're just people that don't want to die.
They don't want to live under that rule.
They don't want to die. Like,
you know, and I'm not...
And I don't know the right answer. I don't know the right opinion.
I'm not saying that Putin is 100% wrong. I'm saying he's... In the thought process. I'm saying he's 98% wrong in the thought process.
And 100% wrong in the actions.
100% wrong in the execution.
Yeah, execution with super force, sir. Just so we're clear. I mean, the bombing, I guess you got that on point. But what you're sending in on the ground, like, I feel like you just sent lost puppies into a field and said, find your way home.
But I do want to make it clear that, you know, I do support the Ukrainians in wanting to
be left alone,
protect the land. That's all they want. They just want to be left alone. Like, I don't want to kill you. Get the fuck out of my field, or I will shoot you.
I don't know that I don't know. I get everybody's viewpoint on Zelensky, and, like, he's super cool.
The thing is Zelensky,
but I don't know him.
Zelensky's only been in power for a couple years.
Yeah, and we don't know him. You know, literally know nothing about him, but let's go ahead and martyr him because he was an actor and has a super cool clip on TikTok. Like,
right, but at the same time, we can't condemn him because we don't know that.
I don't know
the
anything
corruption
about
that was going on was.
But that's what I'm saying. We should
office.
Not martyr him though because we don't.
No,
know
I agree.
Him.
I agree. We shouldn't martyr him, but we shall. We all
stop sending him marriage proposals.
We all married.
I know.
He's got a wife.
I know.
His wife is literally standing right next to him with a gun, firing with him.
I know.
His wife is more badass than half the Russian soldiers.
He doesn't want sugar babies. He doesn't want that. Go home. That's not the support they're looking for, guys.
Look, take your vagina home. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening on TikTok right now, but he's not the one.
Take your hormones somewhere else.
It's like going to the prisons for your...
Yeah, like, stop it. He's cool. I got it. I will agree with that. Like, he's badass in his own personal actions. However, people.
I mean, definitely respect to the guy for, you know, staying in the Capitol and be like, oh, I'm not going to...
The phrase of...
You've got a gun, you've got a gun, I've got a gun, let's go.
Well, his phrase of, like, I don't want to be rescued, I just want ammunition. That, okay, super cool. But he doesn't want to marry you. Or do TikTok dances with you. Just saying.
Well, it'd be kind of cool to
that would be perfect. Dance, little man. All right.
Dance.
No more of that.
I'll stop drinking.
No, you won't. No more of that. Okay.
I like my age.
The other hot issue, and look, we're not even talking about COVID anymore, because guess what? It disappeared. is that, but I don't know what happened. We're still wearing masks here, though, so just so you're clear, like, right in the small vicinity of where we live, not Danielle, just us, we're still wearing masks.
To be fair.
Only the kids at school are wearing masks.
True.
Wasn't there a protest at the school?
At the beginning of the year.
No, they just had a protest and a whole walkout with 20 kids out of 1,400, so that was pretty funny. But I did find out today, though, that the people who filed the original lawsuit, who also, by the way, don't have kids in our school, so that was weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Have opted to ask to drop said lawsuit if they go with the CDC guidelines, which means, like, in the middle of March, masks would not be required.
I mean, that's basically end of the year.
Like, I just...
I mean, that... It
you gave up. I'm not saying you're right. I am just putting out there, though, that y'all wasted a lot of time, and then you just gave up. Twitters.
So, I'm just going to point out...
We could have held on to these masks for like 2 more years. That would have been funny, right?
I'm just going to go on record for saying that the CDC, not officially, but in an unofficial capacity, has mentioned that the masks don't really work.
Well, they've also mentioned, and the president, that if we have a nuclear fallout, you should still wear your mask and stand 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Because the radiation's, if we're standing 6 feet, if Danielle and I are standing 6 feet apart, the radiation's not going to affect us.
Just so we're
the
clear.
The fallout's not going to get us.
When I'm spending that 15 minutes of life that I have left taping up my windows, the mask is not what I'm thinking about.
Or social distancing.
Right.
We're about to die from nuclear war, but damn it, you have to social distance. I don't want your COVID.
The funniest thing that I've seen on his, like, his web page for, like, guidelines for nuclear fallout, like, sir, we're done. Okay, nobody's wearing the masks anymore.
Have you seen the meme on Facebook? Speaking of which, where it's a crossword puzzle and he works it like it's one of those mazes. He just has lines all the way through it.
I
believe it.
I believe it.
So,
I mean, obviously, Marla Harrison is the president today.
Did you hear that?
No, what?
His wife introduced Kamala Harris as the president of the United States earlier.
Yeah.
She's like, I was just trying to make you laugh.
She's as senile as her husband.
Y'all need to change it to pins and move on.
Just read the prompters.
What is happening, ma'am? Jill, go home.
So I do want to go on record as saying, you know, cause the CDC has come out and said it. And I said it back in 2020 when it happened.
I wonder why I wear a mask.
Should I talk to people?
Yeah.
That, you know, the masks don't work.
That's it. It works to hide the resting bitch face.
But we all love your resting bitch face.
Not
the thing. Okay, so the thing is, huh? What?
Not in stores. Although then I had to retract because literally the last three times I've gone into Walmart and Home Depot, apparently it makes me a little more approachable, and then I'm scared because I don't know what to do. I got a mask on.
Exactly. You're more approachable. Like, I don't have a mask on.
Little
people
old
don't
ladies
want to talk
be like,
to me.
Can you help me? Yeah.
No, I don't.
Just shopping here. I just want to go home.
Literally, the only people that want to talk to me are old Vietnam vets that are wearing a 101st Airborne hat, and I say, nice hat, I was in the 101st as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're going to corner me outside because I helped them put wipers on. They're going to corner me outside for 20 minutes talking to me about everything.
Do you have to wear a mask at work?
No.
Okay, good.
So the guidelines that we were given back in beginning of 2021, I guess, when all the whole hoopla about the vaccines came out, was that if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Do you know how many people in our store that were not vaccinated wore a mask? Yes, exactly. Zero.
Okay,
because
they can't ask.
Sometimes I remember earlier, sometimes I don't. It depends on, if I go to Walmart, I always wear a mask. I don't even care if it helps. It just makes me feel safe because I don't want other people's germs.
You would have worn a mask for the last 20 years.
Absolutely. Like, if the Walmart could not rub off on me and masks and hand sanitizer work, sprint, bitch, back up.
I'm sorry, but what you're going to catch at Walmart is not going to be permitted by a mask or hand sanitizer.
It's not. It's some super form of... You know, got a tip of Herbalage.
I don't even, listen, I was sanitizing my carts long before COVID. The kids, you can watch my children. We walk into any store, they will go to grab a cart and their hand stops about 3 inches from it and it goes back to their body. And then I wipe everything down and then they touch it. We've been doing that for long before COVID. Ew.
I have been.
I'll just wash my hands once I get home.
Well, so the reason that we actually started it was just because of where we live, and our particular Walmart has a lot of drug users, and there was some incidents where fentanyl had been found on carts. Now, if you touch fentanyl,
yeah,
it can affect you. So, in light of that, is when I started sanitizing carts.
But my thing is, you can't sanitize every object you touch in that store. So something somewhere.
Well, unless fentanyl fairy is running around licking everything.
If they're going to touch the carts, they're going to be touching
I'm just
breath.
Saying. No,
random
the
milk or whatever.
It was purposely being put on carts, though.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, oh, don't touch the cart. Don't touch the cart.
My thing is that I've been exposed to worse things than COVID. And anthrax and
I mean, yeah.
You know, all that. And I've lived through it, so.
You can ask.
What takes me out, it takes
the
me
problem
out.
Is that the kids know and have known most of their lives that I don't like germs. I don't like other people's germs even more. Yeah, like, I will freak out. No, I would do
this. This coming from the woman that literally sneezed on me.
I almost died myself,
sneezed
though.
On me.
It was such an accident.
Last time we were at Kroger. So we went grocery shopping together. I was nice enough to go grocery shopping with her because I enjoyed the experience. And we're walking. I enjoy the experience of going to Kroger because I like shopping.
He does.
Okay.
He's a shopper.
That's about the feminine thing about me. I like shopping. I like spending money.
He does like spending money. We all know that.
I mean, to be fair, I just spent, you know.
We shall not speak of said numbers.
not much more than the limit you gave me.
I spent way less than him.
It was only $50 over the limit, and that's because I added the games.
And mine was a lot less. And it wasn't even for me.
Right, but there's things for you that I bought. Anyway, like games, drinking games.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, so we're walking out of Kroger. She takes the car. I stop to light a cigarette. Because I was smoking cigarettes.
We're outside, thank God.
Yes, obviously. She's walking. So I'm walking to catch up to her. As soon as I get right next to her, this bitch right here turns and goes, "I chew," as I'm standing right next to her.
I thought
I'm
he was
always,
way behind me. I felt horrible when I, like, the minute I did, I was like, oh my God.
I'm always on her right side. She's always on my left side. That's how we walk through Walmart or Kroger. That's how we walk through any store, unless we're walking in the parking lot, and then I'm always on the outside. At this particular moment, we were 2 feet from the car. However, I walk up, and she's like, "I blocked it with my arm."
I did.
No,
I put my elbow up.
No, there was no
everywhere.
There was no blocking of the arm because I saw it. It was a whole ass head turn to the right of her. Like, she could have turned to the left, to the outside, where the parking lot was. The open space. She could have turned and went, "Achoo," that way. No, she decided to go this way, even though she knew at some point I was going to...
He wasn't there.
At some point, I was going to walk up on her.
He wasn't there.
I was
like
2 seconds.
I looked up and I was like, "Oh shit!"
And I'm standing there like, I felt the droplets on me.
You just did this.
You sneezed on me.
I was more appalled with myself than he was, because if somebody sneezes in my general vicinity, if I feel one drop, I'm probably gonna have a heart attack. Don't sneeze. My own kids, little Sophia, with her colds and flus, who has not only vomited on me, and then I'm like, she has sneezed in my face. Sneezing in the face is the worst crime. Oh, put your ass down. Get off of me. I'm going to go sanitize my face now and cry and vomit. I don't know what to do with you. Get away from me, you nasty thing. That's the reaction.
Like Big Bang Theory when Sheldon drinks the wrong water.
Yes.
That's my napkin. Oh!
Yes.
To be fair, that is nothing compared to sleeping next to her at night. No, hold on. I'm going to get that. Hold on. So game night.
Oh. I don't remember, so.
I drink, and I smoke a lot. Therefore, I get this, you know, build up in the lungs. Right. And I tend to roll in my sleep a lot because I can't get comfortable. Because I'll be on one side, it'll hurt. I'll be on the other side, and it'll hurt. There's nothing like being woken up by being smacked multiple times extremely hard because in my sleep...
He breathes towards me.
Somehow, I coughed in her face.
What the fuck, though? Really?
Like,
first of all, I don't like it when he lays towards me. If our faces are this way, that's not okay. Don't breathe on me. Turn your fucking head that way.
Makes me move. She doesn't roll. She makes me roll.
That means I have rolled. And it doesn't matter which way I turn. Either he's breathing in my face, which is weird, or I turn over and he's still in an echoey spot in my neck. And I need him not to do that. Like, it makes me physically angry.
How long have y'all been married?
10 years.
11. It'll be 11 this year.
I don't care. Don't breathe in my face. We have separate... My side.
It was a line drawn there. Y'all couldn't see that invisible line, but it was
drawn. What's worse is that we switched sides of the bed. So it never used to be an issue because the way that he would turn, which now would be towards me, was the way that he slept. And the way that I would turn to get comfortable is towards that way. But now I've had to train myself to sleep this way.
I've had to train myself to sleep the other way.
It doesn't always work.
But every once in a while, every night, I would roll onto my left side. And there's nothing worse than being in a dead-ass sleep. Like knocked out. Like, I'm good. I've had some alcohol. I don't get drunk. We all know this.
Yeah.
But I've had enough
sleeping good.
To be able to sleep good. And then all of a sudden, multiple times,
what the fuck?
On my shoulder, and I don't sleep with a shirt on, so it's skin-to-skin contact,
yep.
And it stings.
And I'm like, what the fuck? You coughed in my face. I could have farted on you. I mean, it could have been worse.
So, guy in glasses, you know, he's not scared of germs at all. Cough, whatever.
No, God.
But if you sneeze, like, he hates to sneeze. It grosses him out to no end. It's so funny. So I know this, and I sneeze away from him or whatever. But you talked about the coughing. So early on, and I'm asleep, and the same like you said, I cough in my sleep. And apparently I'm facing him, and he's facing me. And it doesn't bother me for him to breathe on me. Other people, it might. But him, I'm like,
breathing
I'm
good,
so I'm coughing, and I'm going, apparently. Like, baby, can you roll over? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Please, he was nice about it.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
I just
a wake up, and I was like, oh,
I'm sorry. That's the same thing. On the occasion that I sleep with him and snore a little, he's like,
I would probably
No.
Like this.
No, in my defense, the night that you do that, you've had a little too much fireball. Like the other night.
Not too much fireball in any sense of the word.
Like the other night. We had game night. Yes. You had some alcohol.
I did.
You went to sleep.
I did.
I tapped you.
No, you tap hard.
No.
Because it startled me out of my sleep.
It was a lot of smack, though.
There was, okay. Okay.
There was
and it, no,
angry
no, 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 no.
Tap, though. He's
in
like,
my defense,
roll over.
That's all she remembers. I nudged her. Tapped her nicely 5 times before I was like, roll over. And all she remembers is, roll over. She's like, okay, God, I'm rolling over. She rolls over. It was 5 times.
But this is the difference.
In less than 5 minutes.
10 years, maybe.
Absolutely.
8.5 years, we can come back and say.
Because most of the time, I'm like a child. Because sometimes, he'll start snoring, and I will literally just wiggle the bed. Like, I'll jerk my body, like, just realize that something, roll the other way. And then that doesn't work, and then I will nudge until he wakes up, and then I'm like, roll over.
And in my mind, I'm like, I'm fucking comfortable, leave me alone.
But
like,
you're
okay.
Facing me and you're snoring.
So, not morning before last, I get up before going glasses, but like, many, many hours, but it was like an hour and a half before I had to get up, and he was doing that just in my ear. And I look over, and he doesn't have a pillow at all. He's on his arm, and the pillow is way up here, so I can tell the angle is the issue. So I'm over here trying to roll the pillow under his head to elevate a little bit, and it doesn't do. I can't lift him up. Like, it's not doing anything. But
I mean, with that ego, I can understand why you can't.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, wake up. But yeah. So we're still at that gentle wake up, like, hey, do the bed shake. Or he comes in and I'm, like, taking up the whole bed diagonally. And he's like, hey, baby, you want to lift a little bed? Hey,
speaking of taking up the bed.
Aw, so sweet. What?
Did she take up the whole bed?
So that line that you mentioned is not the median.
Yeah, yours is about that much space.
That's not true. He literally lays on his back when he goes to sleep, and I'm on my side.
Okay. Before I go to bed, I lay on my back and I watch TV. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I will roll over onto my side, and I am literally on
That's
the edge.
He literally rolls to the edge.
I'm on the edge. Okay? But I should still have that at space,
he does.
Right? No.
He does. There's
no
cavern in between us.
No.
Where the air comes in and makes everybody cold.
No. No.
Yeah.
Because my body heats up a lot when I sleep. Like, my body temperature raises a lot when I sleep.
So maybe you need a pillow, like a long body pillow between you to, like, divide the line to be like, don't touch me, don't touch me.
She would throw that thing halfway across the room, right? And her excuse is, I'm just trying to cuddle with you.
I'm cold at night. He might heat up, but there's body heat coming from somewhere.
But I'm already warm.
And I'm cold.
Then you add the extra body heat.
No, because I'm cold.
We're fine.
I tried to snuggle with him the other night. He was like, literally every part of your body is freezing.
Yeah, it's like, I know. That's why
her hands were 25 degrees, and she was trying to. This was the night that it was.
Such a fucking baby.
This was the night that it was 30 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
At most.
Okay, we'll drop it down to about. 26.
It was cold in the house.
It was cold, and we keep our bedroom window open, and we have a fan on. Our bedroom is typically about 5 to 10 degrees, probably about 5.
It's, I don't know, it gets cold in here sometimes.
Yeah, maybe 5 to 10 degrees cooler than the rest of the house. We don't have a really heavy blanket on our bed.
It's snuggly.
So I'm over here trying to get warm. Right?
Have you ever felt it?
And as we all know, and guys, you can attest to this.
I'm just saying, wrap up in it like a burrito.
Women's hands are notoriously either
negative 20,
85 degrees, or negative 20.
Yeah.
This is the night that from the tip of her middle finger all the way.
So cold.
Was negative 20.
I just wanted to get warm.
I don't sleep with a shirt on because it's uncomfortable for me.
Should be able to snuggle with my husband.
And
like,
she puts her hand on my arm. I'm like, that's cold. She's like, I'm sorry. Proceeds to further take her whole ass arm and wrap it on my chest.
Cold.
And I'm like, dear God, it was.
And
it made me so cold.
All by myself.
She made me so cold. My nipples could have cut diamonds.
I had to make my own burrito. I had to roll over and make my own burrito.
Which means stealing covers from me.
But I was warm.
So guys, I was going to tell you, my fingers are like that, and my toes and my ass. I don't know why the three of those stay freezing. So I'll come cuddle with them in the middle of the day. I'm like, they're cold. They're a bit, you know. I'm just whispering, I'm sorry, I love you.
Remember when it was super cute and he would let me do those things? Now you're like, get your fucking hands off me.
Or he's asleep and I butt my butt up against him. He's like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's fine when we're downstairs watching TV.
That's not true. When I wrap my hands around him and they're freezing cold, he's like, what the fuck?
I'm cold. I just need a moment.
Warm them up. Just.
But there's no
bring them up to you.
Because I have stuck them under my ass and they still don't get warm.
Bring them up to zero. Okay? That's fine. But just negative 20, negative. Yes. But it works for me enough to where I'm not going to be like my whole body. Like she could be Elsa from Frozen and touch me and I'm an icicle.
It doesn't work. I just am cold. I have spent, today wasn't so bad. The house actually stayed fairly warm.
Yeah.
But other than today, for some reason, because the front of our house gets a lot of sun. So like upstairs gets uncomfortably hot when it's warm out.
Right.
But for some reason, the last 3 days, I've been completely freezing. Like I haven't wanted to do anything except wrap in a blanket and be somewhere, because to me the house feels like 10 degrees and I can't deal with it.
So I have my big jacket like when it's 65 degrees out, because I'm like,
he'll text me like, what are you doing? Trying not to die. I don't know why it's so cold in here. And then Austin comes down with like no shirt, some basketball shorts. He's like, what are you doing? I'm cold. It's hot in here. Sweet. So I'm dying. I don't know what's happening.
We'll be sitting on the couch. It'll be nice and comfortable in the house. You know, I'm sitting in the sweats that I always wear. You know, my blue comfortable sweats.
Right.
And a t-shirt. Sitting there watching TV. She's over there like, can I have another blanket?
I'm so cold.
Well, she's got four of them on her.
So cold.
Your own body is so cold it can't heat itself up. That's why she needs you.
I'm just saying, like, that's why I have my plug-in blanket. I don't pull it out very often because the kids keep, like, my little area where the electronics get plugged in, it's full. And so I don't pull it out very often. But there are definitely times where I'm like, I swear to God, if something doesn't make me warm, because the blankets don't work on your feet. I don't know about you, but this could be warm. And I could wrap my blankets in all of the my feet in all of the blankets as many times as I can, and they're still ice cold.
So the one I got for Christmas, I use every day high. It's like I go in first thing, put it on high, log in
yep.
the computer, go make my computer or my coffee and come back to my computer, and I'm like,
that's me. Yeah.
But I want one like I can just walk around in every day.
So she needs an
like
electric globe.
She needs an electric
Snuggie. Because it only covers the front of you. I don't know about you, but I'm actually colder in the back. If my back is warm, I'm good.
Yeah, hoodie.
There you go,
mittens, like a full body.
I need you to fix that, create a whole body suit of warmth.
So, my toy's not going to be able to do that.
I'm gonna tape hot hands on this set of body suit.
So,
feel like I'm fine.
Got the electric blanket from you.
Mm-hmm.
One of my daughters got me a foot massager that also has a heater in it. So
I wonder if mine does.
So
possibly.
And then Guy in Glasses got me some heated gloves last year. So she's like, I'm good. I'm in like this.
The Godfather got me a foot massager. I just don't know if it has heat in it.
So mine does, and it is amazing.
Because my feet do get cold.
It is nice. And it has the massage and heat at the same time. Sometimes I don't even care about the massage because obviously I sit all day, so I don't, you know, it doesn't do a whole lot. But I'm like, the warmth.
It's... You can't beat it, can you? Like, when I turn mine on high and get under it, and mine's little. Mine's literally like a lap blanket. It's not a throw blanket. It's a lap blanket. But I will get all the way under it.
Yeah. I want a second one for my living room.
So
awesome.
One
for my bedroom.
I found some on Amazon that are, like, the size of our bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could wrap
I could
up in
that.
It.
I could do that.
So soft.
That would make me so hot.
Yeah, you, but I could absolutely wrap up in it like a burrito and be like, oh.
So you got 15 minutes left.
I do. I have one thing I want to get to. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to get to. I was going to say you got 15 minutes left. I know there was one other topic that you had on here. I don't know if you want to get to that.
No, not that.
Okay.
But I did want to find out how your Valentine's Day went. Because we didn't get to double
date because we had a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard on Valentine's.
Was that Valentine's Day?
No, Valentine's Day was on a Monday.
Yeah.
It was the weekend of, I think, right? Because that was...
Well, I haven't seen
the
Guy in Glasses really since said funeral in enough time where we could sit down and talk. But I did hear that it was super interesting.
Oh, listen.
And since you're here, I'm going
to
tap in. Yeah, no, I'm going to tap into the resources that I have.
We'll tell it offline. We'll tell it offline.
No, because it's funny.
Do you know enough to know it's funny?
Yes, I do.
Am I allowed to say it? All
yes.
Time? Are you sure?
Yeah, did we not do this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm confused. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. You've got exactly 15 minutes before the live ends.
I can tell a story quick. So I went to visit my parents last night, and I try to visit about once a week, but I don't always get over there, even though they live in the same town.
If my mama
and I said, I have to tell you one story if I don't tell you anything else. I have never have I ever been to a funeral where they passed like an offering plate. Yeah, like a collection plate. So
yes, they did.
Not once. But
are they
twice,
Catholic?
And the second time with two hats, and then we're all saying our goodbyes and leaving, and they're counting the money.
That's rude. Sorry, that's rude.
And
I didn't even count my child support when it gets paid to me.
It was the first thing that passed. It was unexpected. There was no family, direct family, like spouses or children.
Was he a veteran? No? Okay.
So I get all that.
So there's no death benefits.
Right.
That's what we use GoFundMe for.
But we...
Or we was, put, like, a donation thing outside the funeral home or the church.
There wasn't that. It was only graveside because it was, like, bare minimum. You know, so I get that, too. And I say all this with the utmost respect.
Obviously.
You don't
not
a collection plate at a funeral.
Okay, so...
But even I was like, do we need to give?
No. So... In the same week that you guys were dealing with stuff, I was dealing with stuff. And it's posted on my Facebook because we don't do that. You know, there was a fund. I don't know that it was GoFundMe, but there was a fund set up to make sure that she could have a proper burial and celebration of life online where people donate either anonymously or however they want to do it. But, like, it's well before... I think hers isn't until March, the first week of March. And if I could be there, I would. But that's a long drive, and I don't fly. It's a long drive. It was all online. And a lot of people donated that way. But I would feel, I would be pissed at, because it's my family. I'd be pissed at my family if I got there. They were like, oh, by the way, what the fuck?
Can I pitch in a little bit?
I have 50 cents in my pocket. What? Also, it'd be kind of insulting because you don't come prepared to give money. Like, what if you don't have cash on you? Like, now I feel like an asshole. That just makes people feel
weird.
That
discussion, though, with my children and him and my parents, I was like, cremate me. Do with my ashes whatever you want. Make a diamond, throw it in the trash,
right.
Spoil it, dispense it in the ocean. I don't care. But do the cheapest thing possible. Have a get together, drink, eat, and tell funny
obviously,
stories.
Obviously,
we do things differently than Joey is used to. And should my mom pass? Should my mom pass away? I have my whole family downstairs, and I mean, do with what you will. It's weird for some, it's not for others. It works for us. That is what I would do.
Yeah. I said, if y'all lay me out,
right, and that's
and come look at me. And talk about how good I look. I'm going to come back out of the grave and haunt you all and be like, no.
My thing is, depending on the age and the circumstances, obviously, when it is my time, harvest everything that you can.
Right.
I know there are parts of me, liver, lungs, heart.
Kind of on my liver.
That you are not going to be able to use. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean,
my liver. It's probably not going to. That's probably not salvageable.
Liver, lungs, heart. Those are probably the three things you're not going to be able to salvage.
And my eyes.
However, I have plenty of skin. I have other organs. You can harvest whatever the fuck you want.
Nah. Don't take my face. That's weird. Can we not do that?
Well,
don't take my face.
Yeah.
Do you want people looking at you when you're dead?
No.
Face transplants. Don't take my face.
If I'm in the hospital and I pass, if you have to keep me alive, quote unquote, long enough to be able to hold my organs.
Fingers,
yeah.
Legs.
Yeah. Take everything that you want. I don't care because I don't have any use for it. And if I can save somebody else's life or
absolutely
prolong their life and give them a better chance.
Absolutely.
And so be it.
I mean, I don't know about my liver.
And
probably
then
don't need that.
The body, I don't believe in heaven, hell, a soul, anything like that. However, I do believe,
we've seen some shit.
I do believe in string theory, you know, and the energy that the body has gets dispersed back into the universe.
My father lived in my daughter's closet for a year, so...
You know, I mean, it's almost like an afterlife, I guess, which you can say, but it's not your traditional religious afterlife.
Right.
The thing is my body is literally
Your physical body.
Yeah, my physical body.
Is gone.
It's literally just a, quote-unquote, shell.
Also, it's less expensive to
cremate.
Creamy.
It's a very, right.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you put me in a wooden box and put me out in Potter's Field. Honestly, there's there's no reason for me, personally, to be in the ground. I'm nobody special.
Here's the thing, though. You are a veteran, and just like with my dad. When my dad passed away, we took half of his ashes, and they were given to the veterans cemetery.
Yeah.
And he was given a placard. I don't know that he has, like, a whole thing, but he has a placard there where his ashes are. And then I took the other part of his ashes, and I did what he asked.
Yeah.
Which was to spread them where he fished. Because he earned that spot.
Yeah.
At the veteran cemetery.
And if that's you, if that's what you care to do, if that's what my children care to do, then so be it. I'm not going to be upset. But don't go through these elaborate
rituals
of putting me in a silk lined box. I don't sleep on silk sheets. I buy the cheapest shit from Walmart that I can get or Amazon.
Well, I will tell you the most traumatizing thing that I think thankfully, I don't think they remember it, but that my kids have gone through, is the Godfather's family is very Catholic.
Yes.
Very Catholic. And when his grandmother passed away, when we were still married, they had a funeral. Now, in my mind, because the only funerals I've ever gone to are military, and so the casket's closed and you have a flag over it. That's what we do.
Funeral either.
So we went to the church, and we're going to have – I have pictures of us and the uncle and – You know, we're all there. We're having this funeral. I grew up Anglican Catholic, which is a relaxed version of Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went to a funeral. Like, I never really lost anybody like that.
Yeah.
And when my grandmother passed away, she was a freaking veteran. So
yeah.
We had a veteran's funeral. When his grandmother passed away, I have never been to one of those. We walked in, and the casket was open, and I froze because they wanted us all to kiss her. And I was like, what?
No.
What? With my baby? What? I had to go up and hold her hand, and I kissed her forehead, and then I thought I was going to die a little because I felt bad because I was like, should you be having this reaction? But then I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
That's a normal reaction to a corpse.
Yeah.
No.
You know, poor Austin and Caitlin, was just a baby, so it didn't count. But Austin was, like, 2.
Yeah.
He had to do it, and I was like, I see therapy in the future, and guess what? Guess where we're at?
My thing is I don't want this elaborate thing. And I don't want a funeral.
Well, we didn't even have, like...
You know, I would much prefer a wake. You know, celebrate my life.
A party. I didn't even want a wake. Just go. And that's I will say that is what they're doing for my family.
Yeah.
They're obviously taking care of her remains, which I would assume are going to be cremated. But rather than having a traditional funeral, they're having a celebration of life. And they're having a normal, a party.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is great, and I hope it goes well. But that I would rather see that than funerals are sad.
Don't mourn me. And everybody has a grieving process, and I understand that. Don't mourn me. You know, celebrate the things that I did positive in your life because you're going to take those and you're going to pass those on to your friends, your family, your kids. You know, and that's what I want because I don't want to be physically immortal. I want to live on through my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren.
Man,
just like my ancestors, you know, they live on through me, good and bad.
Well, and they should.
And I want my descendants to, you know that their ancestors were good people, and that's what I want. I don't want...
No, I'm just saying my ancestors sucked.
I mean, so you got two different sides of your ancestors. Your ancestors literally killed each other, and,
Not only did they kill each other, but they were literally scam artists. Like, I don't...
Yeah. My ancestors killed everybody and dominated everybody, but I've gotten over that.
I have a whole family worth of, liars. Like, what the... I have learned well from you, ma'am.
But I mean, you know, I don't want a grade, because after my grandchildren, who's gonna go? I have not taken any of my children to my grandfather's grave.
I think it would be helpful, and I wish that we weren't so far away. I would love to go to my father's grave. Unfortunately, it's on the other side of the country. I don't know that I'll ever be there. I just know I made it happen. I will say, when I go home, the years that I get to, we absolutely visit graves. And, you know, I want my kids, like, right now, they're very focused, at least the oldest, he's very focused on wanting to see where his grandmother and the aunt he never knew and like where these people are buried, because he didn't know about them. And with my other family, we go and we clean up and we decorate their grave, and, you know, we spend a little time there, and we do that when we go home.
And I don't get that. Like, I was raised like that, but I don't get it.
It's hard. I think
I'm like,
I guess it depends on the person, because nobody was able to say goodbye. Like, so it almost feels like they're still there a little bit. And that's our way of like not forgetting them.
I'm different. I'm less emotional.
Also have
you know, I deal with grief in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a sickness or an illness, I'm going to do my grieving through their illness, and then when they pass, it's done.
Yeah.
If it's sudden, like my cousin 2 years ago, he died in a motorcycle crash. The day that I heard it, it hit me, and I was devastated. You know, the next day, I was a little sad, but then I moved past. I grieve differently than others.
Right,
so.
Whereas I spent almost an entire week a mess.
And you talk about like grace, like that doesn't do that for me, but seeing like hearing a song, seeing a picture, seeing
a note, I think
those things are more meaningful to me than a place where your body was put in the ground.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that everybody
so
has
I don't
different grieving.
Feel like I need to go visit a grave. I'm like, no, this is more personal to me. This is more like visiting that person than
I think that's why we have so many people downstairs, because they're just always here.
For me, it's
weird for some, but it works.
My family history. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, I know my family history, so
yeah.
that allows me to, you know, carry on.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome Tuesday night show. A little political. Yeah, and that's what I told Dan. I was like, hey, are you going to come be with us tonight? And he was like, I don't know. What are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. All stuff. And that's what we did, as usual, which
See?
Is how we run things.
Because if it had been me, it would have just been like 2 seconds. Okay.
No, we would have got through it. But
I didn't mean to dominate the conversation. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Are we back next week, as far as you know?
Should be.
So hopefully next week we are back on air. You will obviously see us on our local pages. We are here. We are ready to do things. Come join us, and we'll see if Dan is with us.
This Wednesday, tomorrow, we do not have a show for Cinephiles. I'm hoping we have a show for Movie of the Week.
Better.
And we might have a surprise for you on Movie of the Week. Just saying. So, and there may be some other surprises popping up on TikTok here soon. And on the Facebook pages, so.
Well, Danielle and I love you guys, and can't wait to be back on the air. So we will see you next week.